Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. We have been thinking in a long series of messages of the subject of what does it mean to have a spiritual, God-pleasing, God-honoring home and family. This is a very important subject because in this day we desperately need spiritual, God-fearing, God-honoring, God-pleasing families. And many times we would confess, we as fathers and mothers, and we as families in our entirety, we fail sometimes to be everything God wants us to be. And so this series of messages has been directed towards helping us in a couple of very important areas. First of all, we dealt with a husband-wife relationship. We talked about a number of qualities, some 10 of them in fact, which apply to the husband-wife relationship. Things which husbands and wives have a right to expect in their spouse, in their marriage partner. We pointed out that this is a mutual thing. It's not just for the husband or the wife to have these qualities and the other to not have them, but it's for both of them to sincerely dedicate their lives before God that these qualities might be manifested in their lives. And so we took a number of these qualities and we discussed them with you. And now in this series of messages, which is an even longer series of messages, we've been thinking of the subject, what kind of qualities should our children expect of us? In other words, what are the spiritual things the children should see manifested in our lives, which will be an example and an influence on their own lives? What do children have a right to expect of their parents? And even though this does not seem very fair, in the eyes of God, God has set a high standard for parenthood, for us as fathers and mothers, and this standard is to be kept, and our children are affected by the standard we set in our lives and by the qualities we manifest in our lives. So we've been considering a number of these, every one of these spiritual qualities. Today, I want to talk about spiritual sacrifice. Spiritual sacrifice. In the life of the Apostle Paul, in 1 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul talks about this whole idea of spiritual sacrifice. And I want us to think just for a few moments of some of these. We're not going to read this entire passage, but I want to talk about several of them which can affect our lives. I want to begin with verse 3 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor of guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which tries our heart. For neither at any time use we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, either of you or yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. Now I want to stop right here for a few moments at this point, and I want to go down from here, down to verse 9. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any one of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. When you look again at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we'll not go into that passage. The Apostle Paul is speaking of the sacrifices he had had to make for the sake of those he was seeking to reach. 1 Corinthians 9 is even more revealing than 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, because it speaks of the fact that Paul, as an apostle, had many, many rights. He had the right to lead about a wife like Peter did. He had the right to be supported by the churches, and I'll be referring back to this in a moment. He had the right to have certain honor and respect given to him. But the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 that he had sacrificed many of his rights for the sake of the preaching of the Word of God. In order to reach all types of people, he had sacrificed certain of his rights. I want to apply this principle now to the idea of marriage and the home. We pointed out in discussing the husband-wife relationship, that this relationship is a sacrificial relationship. When a husband and wife come into this marriage relationship, of course, when they are married and they become husband and wife, they are sacrificing on behalf of the other person. They are sacrificing their own pleasure, their own desires, their own wants in life. Sometimes they sacrifice even their needs in life in order to meet the needs of the other person. They sacrifice their own will in certain areas in order that the other person might be served. They sacrifice their own ways of thinking sometimes, as long as they're not sacrificing and compromising spiritual things. But they sacrifice their own ways of thinking in respect for the thinking and the ways of the other person. So marriage itself is a sacrificial relationship between husband and wife. Both of them are expected to sacrifice. It is also true in the relationship between parents and children that sacrifice is necessary, and that the children must see a spirit of sacrifice in the lives of their father and mother, or their fathers and mothers in multiple families. And they must see this spirit of sacrifice. First of all, I think they need to see that the parents have sacrificed to the Lord Himself. The Lord Jesus, for instance, said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Now this is speaking of the sacrifice of one's own desire, one's own purposes in life, one's own direction of life in favor of following the Lord Jesus. I think one of the things which children must first of all see in the lives of their fathers and mothers, they must see that they have sacrificed to the Lord their own will and their own desires in order to follow the Lord with all their hearts. In other words, they must see the demonstration of spiritual sacrifice before God Himself in the lives of their parents. They must see the spirit of servanthood that they have, the spirit of submission to the Lord, the spirit of absolute compliance with everything in God's will, the spirit of absolute commitment to the Lord for a lifetime of serving the Lord in whatever capacity the Lord has called them, whether it's as a lay person or whether it's as a pastor, a missionary, or whatever. The children need to see this in their parents. From the moment the child is born until they see the parent pass on to the presence of the Lord, they need to see a spirit of sacrifice before God Himself. And of course, this is not only for the sake of the Lord Jesus, but it's also the sake of the testimony and the influence and the example we're giving to other people. And now we're, of course, referring to people within our own homes. That right within our own home, the husband or wife is watching the other spouse. The children are watching their parents. So whether it's in the matter of finances, or whether it's in the matter of the decisions they make, whether it's a matter of their commitment to the Lord, whatever it is, the children see sacrifices. Now let me just think just for a moment before we pass on here. I want to think, for instance, in the area of finances. It's a very important area where the Lord Jesus, remember, saw a woman dropping her small penny into the till, into the offering box, in other words. And he compared this with those who had plenty but did not give plenty. In other words, they were simply giving out of their excess rather than sacrificially. And the Lord Jesus commended this woman because she gave what she could not afford to give. She gave, in other words, everything she had to God because she loved Him so dearly. I think in the home, the children need to see this in the parents. Now, my father taught me, and I taught my own children, that they were to give to God out of everything they had. But I had to demonstrate this in my own life, that my wife and I were sacrificing in order to give to God. I don't say this with pride. Don't misunderstand why I give this illustration. But they had to see that I was sacrificing myself in giving to God. And so this had to be a characteristic. It had to be an example. It had to be an influence on the children and in their giving to the Lord. So now my children give, because I believe they saw that I was willing to sacrifice myself. But it also has to do with other things. Sacrifice for the sake of the family. Giving up our own time, our own desires, our own ways of doing things in favor of the advancement and the spiritual growth of the family members. It costs something, for instance, to be a father. Some fathers do not like responsibility. It's a sacrifice to take on all of the responsibilities of a father in the Scriptures, and to spend time with our children, and to devote ourselves to the children, devote ourselves to their growth, and of course, in the beginning, to their salvation itself, and then to their growth in the salvation experience, in their new life in Christ. And it takes time, it takes energy, it takes attention, it takes loving concern. And this is a sacrifice that God expects us to make, that we're willing to sacrifice on behalf of our children and our families. It was a sacrifice, of course, for a husband and wife to take care of each other's needs. But now we're thinking of the needs of the children, the physical needs as well as the spiritual needs. And so there is sacrifice here that God is asking of us. And this sacrifice is very important to God, because without this sacrifice, the children will not be raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And let me just very quickly refer you to several passages of Scripture. If you were to read and study Deuteronomy chapter 4, Deuteronomy chapter 6, and Deuteronomy chapter 11, you're going to find the time and the energy and the concern and the commitment that fathers were to have in the training of their children. The fact that mothers were never expected to do all of this, but the fathers themselves, no matter how busy they might have been, many of them were farmers, working far into the night sometimes they would work. Working from early in the morning till far into the night. Sometimes they had to work, but they were still to give attention to the training of their children. And they were to find time for this somehow. They were to take the time for this. I have a man that I'm acquainted with who has many, many responsibilities. But in the midst of these responsibilities, God has given him the ability and the concern and the love for his children that he is still sacrificing on their behalf. In other words, in the midst of a terribly busy schedule, an incredibly busy schedule, this man still has time to spend time with his children, meeting their deep needs, physically and spiritually. He is sacrificing on their behalf. I close with this quick illustration. I remember my father during the days of the Great Depression in America. I was born just before 1930. I was born in that time when the Great Depression was just taking place. I remember when my father lost everything in the Great Depression in America. And I can remember how it affected our family. But I remember how our father sacrificed in order to support the family. He sacrificed in spending time with us, but he also sacrificed in working long, hard hours at very low wages just so that he could put food on our table. There was nothing lazy about my father. He lived a life of sacrifice on behalf of the family. And he did it in such a way we had everything we needed. I remember we ate a lot of oatmeal. We ate a lot of other very, very simple things because we didn't have money to spend on anything else. But nevertheless, my father sacrificed to put food on the table, clothes on our back, and then to have time to go fishing with his sons and to spend time with us, going walks and things like this and teaching us and training us. So I remember my father. Now it's my prayer as we come to the end of this message. It's my prayer that in your hearts you would have a spirit of sacrifice, not only as husband-wife in your relationship with each other, but you'd also have a spirit of sacrifice on behalf of your children. And it's my prayer that God will give you such a spirit of sacrifice, and that with God's help, the children will see this and be influenced by this, and then would practice this in their relationships with others as well. May God bless you, each one.